I was good, bro. I was just checking in with you.
What's good, y'all? This is your great co-host, Chill Out P. And on the other side of the screen, I got my guy, the Riceful, the great.
Mr. Qualified, you feel me? What's going
on? You feel me? That's his name, you know? And this week, the guys are back. For a quick check-in. Nah, man, I'm bullshitting. This week, man, we got another good-ass album review for y'all. We got Quavo with Rocket Power, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. So we gonna go ahead and jump right into that bitch for y'all.
Yeah.
Track one, bro. How'd you feel about that bitch?
Track one got me excited. As excited as you can be for a Quavo project if you are a like novice Quavo fan. Like,
you fueled up.
The song did kind of give me hype, I'm not gonna lie. The song was tea. And of course, like I was saying before we started recording, bro, I knew the album was gonna be personal, but I didn't know what direction Quavo was gonna take. We've seen all of Migos in some capacity, more so together. Like, they have the ability to like get personal, like in their bars and stuff, even though Quavo's not the most lyrical, I would say, like out the group. But like I said, the first track was impressive in the sense of I felt like Quavo was trying to like rap more. And I don't know if that was in honor of Takeoff or not, more than likely. But that's the vibe I got. So yeah, the first track teed me up for sure. I was fueled up, if you want to say that.
Type shit. No, first track, good ass intro. Can't lie. Yeah. Like, for us to be walking into your second project.
Second solo, yeah.
Second solo project. And it's like for everybody to have their thoughts about that first project, you know. So to come in like this is a good ass way to come in. And then especially with the attachment to, you know, Takeoff, the Rocket Power, all of that being fueled up. Good ass job. I can't lie.
Yeah. Yeah. Did not expect a Takeoff feature in the second song, but it's fitting. And I'm glad we got it. How you feel about track two, Patty Cake?
She was cool. It wasn't a download for me.
Okay.
Only because like I just felt like it was similar to another Quavo and Takeoff song that we have.
Mm.
But that's the only reason why. Like, it wasn't a bad song, it just wasn't a download for me because I'm like, I already got this.
I feel that. It was a download for me because I feel like I've said this before, but you know how second songs sometimes like they don't match the momentum of the first. This song did. And again, with my thoughts of how I thought the album was going to go based off of hearing these back to back, I'm like, oh, he keeping momentum. We about to go strong for however long. Yeah. But, you know, so it was a download for me. But I do understand. I mean, him and Takeoff have already like their sound is pretty defined and it's not too different from what the Migos sound is in general. So it wasn't a song that stood out like it was something different. But I think because for me, it kept the momentum of the album. It ended up being a download for me.
I feel that. Mama told me.
So, this gave me Travis vibes. Sonically.
Okay.
But I've heard Quavo with Travis in this type of pocket before. Mm. So, like, it's not a knock per se. But again, I think it's solid. I think this track also keeps the momentum. So, this was also a download for me. I downloaded the first three, but yeah, I fucked with it.
Yeah. I downloaded two, but I downloaded the first four outside of the two.
Gotcha.
So, like, Mama Told Me was definitely a download. I fucked with that track.
Yeah. Did you not, you didn't get the Travis vibes from it?
I would have to listen again. And like, with that mindset, like, am I like listening for Travis? Cause I'm like, I don't think I thought that. Like, it was just Quavo. Like, that sound is Quavo sound to me. So I'm like, I don't think I thought that. So that's what I'm like.
That's real. I feel that.
Yeah, but four, Who With Me? That was another one. I like that. Like, it was a good ass track. I can't even lie. Like, I fuck with it.
So I'll say on first listen, I said it was a decent track, but it wasn't a download.
Mm.
However, I played the album again while I was working out. It's the download.
This nigga.
It's a download. I will say, Who With Me is something that I feel like I'd have to listen to it in the gym, though, low key. Like, maybe if I'm spinning the album, I can go to it. I feel like it's a song that they hit harder for me in the gym. But ultimately, a download.
I fuck with it.
Yeah.
Five, Nicardo Speaks, was just an interlude. It was nice to have, you know, speak on the album. It's cool.
Yeah. I'm pissed because it sounded so good. I didn't realize it was an interlude, and I thought it was going to be a song. I was waiting for the song to start.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that upset me, because I'm like, this sound kind of fire, like as some like laid back like background music. But yeah, it's cool as an interlude.
The six, Hold Me. So this is another one of the singles, it looks like.
Yeah.
And for me, I didn't really care for this one. Like, it was cool. It was cool as a concept, cool as an idea. I was like, oh, I see what he's doing. I know the audience that he's trying to reach with this. I know where it's gonna go. It's gonna work, but I don't like it.
Yeah, I kind of had the same sentiment. I said it's a decent song. It didn't move me for real. I appreciated the message that, you know, and the tone that Quavo was going for in the song. Again, I could tell that he was like digging to go personal with this album and this song in particular, but it ended up not being a download for me. Is it hearing it, like, the more I would listen to the album, I could see myself like appreciating it more, or like, you know, it being something I could listen to in the course of the album, but as a single, it's not something I would go back to or probably throw into a playlist. So ultimately wasn't a download for me.
Yeah, no, it wasn't for me either.
Yeah.
Seven, Where Can I Start?
Download, a vibe for me personally.
Seven was cool. I can't say nothing bad about it.
Yeah. I'm assuming it wasn't a download, though.
Nah, it wasn't a download for me.
I feel that. Yeah, I mean, it's a vibe. I mean, it's one of them Quavo tracks that, like, you like it or you don't. It ain't a bad song, but it's just a matter of whether it moves you or not.
Yeah, no, I feel like that was a lot of the album.
Yeah.
Water War.
I like it. I didn't think I would like it when it first started, but I do have it as like a gym track, which again was confirmed as I was listening to the album in the gym.
Yeah, for me that was a miss. I ain't gonna lie.
I could if you yeah, depending on what pocket you listening to it in, it could be a miss. That's why I was like, I don't know, but it's like, yeah, it depends on the pocket, but because I'm thinking of it as a gym song, it was a download for me.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Yeah.
Tanya Click Up, it felt like Amigos track. I liked it. It's, you know, some simple Quavo shit, I guess.
Yeah. Another one of the singles. Been out for a little minute. Again, I mean, I think Quavo and Migos make a lot of good gym music anyway. So it fell into that pocket as well for me, but nothing too much to say. I mean, I agree with you, sound like Amigos track. Pretty stereotypical what you would expect. So was just something that sounded good within the midst of the album.
Yeah. Back Where It Begins, Future Again, but Takeoff also.
Skip for me.
Yeah, it was a skip for me too.
Yeah. Just wasn't moved. It was a repeat. It felt like a repeat. And Future back to back, I don't know. Like, it wasn't like a knock to Future or nothing like that. It just ain't do it. It was a miss for me.
Yeah. I feel like unless you like a smaller artist, throwing Future back to back is just like, why?
Yeah.
11-11, I like this track. Not gonna lie. This was a good one for me. I got fuck with it.
I like 11-11. I think I like it more after hearing it more. Like when I heard it a second time, I think I liked it more and appreciated it more. The first time, I didn't think it was a bad song, but it just wasn't as impressive as some of the other songs in the album to me at that point.
Yeah.
So, but I will say, as we get deeper into the album, 11 becomes more impressive because I don't think the back end is as strong as like the first half. So I can't say that. I think it will end up being a download like after first listen for me.
He started off the album with the four tracks, you know, that were just solid.
Yeah.
And then he like loses a little bit. I feel like 11 and 12 Galaxy. I feel like 12 was a good track too. 11, 11 and Galaxy. That two run right there was great for me. You
You
didn't
didn't
like
like?
Galaxy?
I did not like Galaxy at
I
all.
like Galaxy.
Yeah, the beat killed it for me, bro. The beat like immediately like turned me off of the song. Even when I was playing it in the gym, as soon as I heard the beat, I'm like, I
That's not
can't
a gym
do it.
vibe.
It's not a gym vibe. So that's not
Dude.
fair. But even when I heard it off that first listen, I was just like,
I think like with me it's more so like I'm into like the different sounds sometimes. So it's like that shit is like I see what he doing. Like it's like on some honestly never mind type vibe type shit. Like he trying to be in Belize type shit, having this music playing, you know, while the drinks is flowing type shit. So I fuck with it. Type on that type vibe, it's like I'm just it's drinks flowing, like we just feeling good. It's money. You feel me? Like that's what we on tonight. Like we in.
I mean, I respect the experimentation for sure, but yeah, that ain't the Quavo. That ain't the Quavo that I need to listen to.
I feel that.
Respect.
13
13.
disciples.
Yeah. Not a skip. Feel like I could play it in a whip. Feel like that's a whip song. I don't know if this is a song I would want to hear if I'm turning up or if I'm about to turn up. That was my like description of the song. But it's not a skip for me though. I don't know if it was an immediate, I don't think it was an immediate download, but it wasn't a skip for me. I kind of feel like I was indifferent about it.
I didn't download it. I think if it came on, I'd let it play, but I ain't download
Yeah.
it. 14 Focus featuring Thug. I like this. It's
Yeah.
decent for me.
A vibe makes sounds like what a collab from them, what I would assume it to sound like. Definitely a download.
Huh, 15 hurt me, not gonna lie. Cause I like Huncho. Like I fuck with Huncho. But this just didn't work for me. Stain featuring Baby Drill, Quavo Huncho. Didn't, yeah.
Nah, just a miss. I literally said nothing to say about it. Didn't move me. Not a
The
download.
16, not done yet. You could have finished it up, brother. Like we didn't need not done yet.
We didn't need it. I get it. I get it because these last three tracks are clearly what a lot. Well, 16 and 17 for sure are like dedication tracks. You know what I'm saying? So I get it. I think that aspect of it made it a download for me. Is it needed? No, but I mean, we already looking at 18 tracks. So what we getting into if we had track 16 already for real?
Yeah.
But it ended up being a download for me. But I hear your point though, for sure.
Yeah, 17 was a download from you though.
Yeah.
Like I liked Rocket Power as a solid like, you know, tribute track or whatever. And
Yeah.
then 18 was a solid outro. It was
Yeah.
great. Like if you take out 16 during that run, you could take out 15, you keep 14. I guess for you, take out Galaxy, take out the second Future song. We minimalize that too. Probably about like 12. I didn't count, by the way, so don't be
Yeah.
trying to think I can't add.
They
I'm not really adding.
the math ain't
The math ain't math and type
mathing.
shit. But we had about like 12 if I really was to sit there and do the math type shit.
Yeah.
So 12 probably would have been a solid album. Probably
12
could
12 to 13? 12 to 13 would have been.
eight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sadly, you're not getting that
Nah.
quick.
If he cuts out some of the additional fluff, 12, 13 tracks, we looking at a really solid, impressive project from an
Yep.
artist that I think would have surprised a lot of people if that's how the album was packaged. I think that would have been a big,
Yeah.
yeah, it would have been more of a surprise than a this is a typical Quavo project. Better than the first one, I'll give him that. But I think still in that pocket of I still don't understand sometimes why we need so many songs. Like I just but it's
That's
Quavo,
just
so I'm not surprised.
that's not even Quavo, it has nothing to do with the individual artist. That just has a lot to do with streaming. More songs, more streams, more for them to try to, you know, go through and figure out if they like or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Try to maximize the amount of money that they can make. But it doesn't always work effectively.
But yeah, standout tracks, man.
So for me, I'm gonna go 1, 3, and 4.
One, three,
And 17, honorable mention. I ain't gonna lie, I like Reckonbar.
so yeah, I was gonna say if I was gonna pick five, because I think I have five. One, three. I'm only not picking four because I personally want to put 8 in there, 14 in there, and 17 in there. But then four would be my honorable mention if I was gonna have an honorable mention outside that five.
I feel it.
Yeah. So where it fall, bro? Where it fall on the scale, man?
It's not us. Niggas got downloads, you feel me? Like I
You
shit
gotta.
out of this. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have 8 downloaded out of 18. So I feel like with albums where I have 8 and there's 10 left on the board, we've been going with the same number. And that number would have to be a solid 7.
It's got to be a seven. I was gonna
Yeah.
say I can't go lower than seven because of where we put like some of the other albums we put at
Yeah.
like six, 6.5, and I can't go higher than seven because 7.5 and two is too close to eight. And if we just gave Trippie that eight, it ain't that close. So
Nah.
yeah, it gotta be a seven. But again, we've talked about it before.
That's solid.
A
Like,
seven isn't a bad album whatsoever.
because
I think it's. If we're being completely honest, especially with how critical I feel like me and you are, and I mean, I feel like we are not just critical of artists we don't know, but even artists we do know, probably even more critical of
yeah.
artists we do know. But I think it's gonna be really hard for somebody to get a 10 from us. You know what I'm saying? So like sevens, like I think that's pretty decent. That's not saying
That's
it's a
gonna
bad
be
album
like one
whatsoever.
person that possibly could get a 10 for me.
Who?
No, not that nigga. I'm
Who?
talking about Jay.
Oh, fair. Fair,
Yeah. Or
fair,
like possibly Beyonce too. I ain't gonna lie. Like we used to ever review a Beyonce album.
yeah.
If that bitch hard, that bitch hard. Like, I ain't gonna
You
lie.
feel me? Hey man, I think we could tap into a whole new audience if we went ahead and just did a couple reviews just so people could see what we really think. It's two people who like respect Beyonce, but not part of the
Yeah, for
Beehive, not playing her in a Serato like that. Like I think we might tap into a whole new audience with them, bro. We might have to think about that.
sure. Fuck it, I'm with
Type
it.
shit. But yeah, man, no, that's our rating and review of Quavo's Rocket Power. Solid project. You definitely gonna get some downloads out of this. If you are a huge Quavo or Migos fan, you might get more than half the album as a download. And that's cool. That's great if that works for you. But yeah, man, more reviews on the way. I don't know, man. I don't know when Drake gonna drop this project. That's the next big review I'm waiting on for real. But I don't
That
know when
shit,
I'll get
this
it.
nigga Danner gonna hold this bitch off to October. He
I
said,
think
we getting
so.
that bitch. He's like, we getting that bitch in 2 weeks. Nigga, it is almost September. 2 weeks was
Hey,
4 weeks ago.
when he said, I'm just trying to make sure everything is perfect. I said, wait, is this like an album? I thought this was like a throwaway.
I definitely thought it was just a mixtape at first. Like,
You
I
know what I'm
thought we was
saying?
getting a little, here go a little 8-pack.
You know what I'm saying? But he making it seem like this man. I told him it would make a lot of sense if that's the
Well,
case.
shit, he said he already announced Bad Bunny is on the album.
This might be an album then.
Yeah. Maybe
Sheesh.
this is just an album with him and all his friends. This for the all the dogs.
I'm with it.
Hey, if it is, just know I said it first.
Facts. We've had a lot of firsts on here, bro. I feel like people need to
Yeah.
give us our respect. You know what I'm saying? But we ain't gonna hold y'all too much longer, man. Go listen to the album if you haven't already. If you have listened to the album, let us know what y'all think. Y'all agree with our rating? Y'all agree with our review? All of that. What rating would y'all give it? Let us know, engage with us, all of that good jazz. Subscribe to the channel. Make sure y'all catch all the episodes, all the album reviews. Content is out. So don't say content the issue. So go watch, go listen, go do all that. And yeah, shoot. We catch y'all next time. Peace.